Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete.
And this is Kelly from Frequency Cast, the award-winning technology radio show.
The 1st of August 2013 is going to be a big day for BT as they launch their BT Sport TV channels. For Frequency Cast show number 88, we take a look at the new BT Sport service, find out what it's all about, and answer your questions.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
Well, to find out more about the two BT Sport channels that launch on the 1st of August 2013, we spoke to Pete Oliver, who is the commercial director for BT, to find out what we can expect from BT Sport.
We're very excited about this. So you'll have seen probably quite a lot of the marketing for BT Sport. And BT Sport is actually going to be a package of three channels. So there'll be BT Sport 1 and BT Sport 2. But in addition to that, people who take BT Sport will also get ESPN, which has moved to BT from next season. And on those channels, we're going to have Premier League football. So we'll have 38 games, but crucially, 18 of those games will be first picks. So these are the really big games, the top six teams playing against each other. And previously, those first pick games have only been available on Sky. So for the first time, some of the top games will be on another channel, be on our channels. We've got all of the Premiership rugby. That's exclusive to BT Sport. We've got the women's tennis, for the MotoGP, UFC, and actually a lot more than that. You know, football from other leagues, things like Serie A and so on. And some American sports will be coming over with ESPN as well.
Now, I have to ask, you're not the first company to challenge Sky's dominance when it comes to TV sport. I'm thinking particularly of Setanta here. Now, what would you say makes BT Sport's offering different?
The first thing to say is BT's made a very big investment in the BT Sport channels. So as I was mentioned before, we've got some great, great sport on the channel. We've got, for the first time, those first pick games. And that's really important, I think, because previously those really big games had only been on Sky, you know, the likes of Manchester United playing Man City, the Chelsea's of this world. And while the fixture list isn't out yet, what we do know is because of the way that the rights have been sold by the Premier League, 18 of those first pick games will be on BT. And that's roughly half of them, actually. So that will be the first time that those big games haven't been on the Sky channels. We've also got, you know, exclusive rugby and all the things I mentioned before. So a really great lineup, much more than ESPN and Setanta had before. I think the other thing, though, is we're really investing in the channel itself. So we've taken out a 10-year lease on our new studio near the Olympic Park. I think people will be really interested in the way we're going to present the sports coverage. We've got a really innovative format that will be coming from the studio. And we've also invested very heavily in bringing really big names to the channel to make the experience great for viewers as well.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about some of the presenters that you've got signed up for BT Sport. Who have you got on board?
So on football, we've got Jake Humphrey, who will be heading up the football coverage. And he's going to be joined by a very big range of experts, people like Owen Hargreaves, David James, Rio Ferdinand, you know, very current players or recent players from the Premier League who've got a very good insight into the modern game. In the commentary box, we've got Ian Dark leading the commentary, and he'll be joined by Darren Fletcher, who was previously on Five Live, and Michael Owen. And then on rugby, we have Lawrence Dallaglio, who is leading our expert panel. He'll be joined again by a range of experts, including Matt Dawson, Austin Healy, Ben Kay. And I think the other thing to mention is, as well as live sport, we're going to have a number of shows around sport. So Claire Balding, who I certainly thought did a great job at the Olympics, is going to be hosting her own show on BT Sport, the Claire Balding Show, and she'll be interviewing major sporting names each week and discussing the big sporting issues of the week as well.
Pretty impressive lineup. This is certainly going to be one to watch come the 1st of August, I think, there. So how does one go about getting hold of BT Sport? Obviously, it's available to BT customers, but could you just talk us through the various different ways that people can watch this new sports service?
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of how you get it, obviously, if you're a BT customer, you can get it on BT TV, so on our BT Vision or our UView boxes. And if you want to join us, you'll be able to get the channel by taking a set-top box. I think importantly, though, it'll also be available on Sky. So if you've got a satellite TV box, a Sky box at the moment, you have to order the channel from us, from BT. You give us a call or go to bt.com. But you just take your Sky viewing card and you can get access to all three channels in standard definition or high definition on a Sky box as well. And then finally, it's also available on a digital app. So for all BT broadband customers, they'll be able to get access to the channel through the PC or an Apple Mac or any Android or Apple-based device like an iPhone or an iPad.
Okay, so that's how to get the channels. Now, the key question is, how much is it to get the channels?
It's a great question, and I'm sure you've seen some of the ads. So it's free if you're a BT broadband customer, and that includes BT Infinity as well. There's no real strings with that. It's free, and you don't have to pay anything. You just have to recontract your broadband with us for 12 months, or if you're in a contract already, that's fine as well. We won't make it any longer than 12 months. And again, it's important to mention that you can get it free on Sky. So if you've got satellite TV and you want to get a channel for free, if you've got BT broadband, you can just call us up with your Sky card and you'll get it for free. And if you switch your phone and broadband to BT, you don't have to switch your TV service. You can get the channels for free on Sky as well. And we think that's important because for some of your listeners, they'll want to keep the Formula One channel on Sky and they'll want to keep some of the other Sky channels that we don't currently have available. And they can do that. They can get the sports channels for free with us. They can keep the Sky TV, but they'll get our channels completely for free as long as they've got a BT broadband line or a BT Infinity line. If someone doesn't want to take BT broadband, then they can also pay the standard price on Sky, which is £12 a month with a £15 activation charge as a one-off fee. But as I say, if they're with BT broadband or BT Infinity, it's completely free. And if people sign up before the 1st of August, they'll get the high definition channels for free as well.
Okay, so just to recap, the channels are free to BT Broadband and BT Infinity customers who get their TV from Sky, and you'll get the channels on your Sky box as normal. But for the customers of the BT TV services, so that's Vision and BT UView, then if I've got this right, the content is delivered over BT Infinity, which is your fibre service. So what happens for customers that don't have Sky but don't yet have BT fibre where they live?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, first of all, just to confirm, if you're in an Infinity area, you'll be able to get a BT TV box and you'll get all the channels in high definition. It'll come over the BT Infinity fibre line. But actually, if you're not in an Infinity area, you can still get the channels for free with BT as well. To do that, we have a TV box from BT that lets you get the channels through your standard TV aerial. And you'll be able to get BT Sport 1 and 2 through your TV aerial, and it'll be in standard definition, but it'll be delivered a bit like Freeview through the TV aerial to the BT box. And again, those channels will be free. The other thing, if you don't live in an Infinity area, is that you will also be able to get access to the channels through our digital app. ESPN won't be available through the TV aerial, but if you had the TV box and you're getting BT Sport 1 and 2 through the TV aerial, you could, if you wanted to, watch ESPN on your iPad or PC.
And these apps are available for the PC, Mac, Android and iOS, if I've got that right. I'm assuming the application's going to be free. Are there any charges for using the app?
There's no extra charge for the apps. It's not. No hidden charges for having it on an app as well. As long as you're with BT Broadband or you've paid full price for BT Sport, the app's free as well.
So just going back to the TV channels, are there any plans for on-demand content from BT Sport?
People will be able to catch up with things they've missed. So we'll have some catch-up for both the football and the rugby, but also things like the Claire Balding Show, you know, which will be well-suited to catch-up TV if you missed it and you forgot to record it. Obviously, BT TV has been very focused on on-demand content, and we think that's another great benefit. And again, you know, that'll be part of the sport package, and that will come with a service with no extra charges.
Now, one name we've not mentioned so far is Virgin. If I've got this right, at the moment, it's looking like BT Sport won't be available to Virgin Media cable customers. Have I got that right?
Currently, BT Sport's only available on the BT TV platform, so UView and BT Vision, and via Sky and our digital app. And at the moment, there are no announced plans to make it available on any other TV services like Virgin Media. Having said that, we've said, and we've been very public about this, that we're happy to talk to other TV providers about commercial partnerships that make sense for both parties. And so, you know, it may be possible that something would happen. But at the moment, the only place to get the channel is on BT TV or Sky.
OK, so those poor people on Virgin, what do they do if they want to watch the rugby from August?
Well, as I say, there still are time for discussions, but if people really want to be sure they can get the channel, the thing that's certain at the moment is you can get it with us with BT. You know, we've got some great deals actually for people who want to come in and join BT. And, you know, if you look at what you can get from us now, we do very good price on fibre optic broadband, starting now from £15 a month for up to 40 megs. So fast broadband, which we know is important to customers with Virgin. And with our BT TV service, you can now get extra channels over the broadband, including Sky Sports 1 and 2. So it is possible to switch to BT, get the sport for free, get fibre, get Sky Sports 1 and 2. And actually, customers could save a lot of money if they do that. You know, but our view is that depending on what package you're with, you could save £200-300 a year if you move to BT and get the channels for free.
Thanks very much to Pete Oliver, the commercial director for BT, for taking the time to talk to us about BT Sport. And if you're looking for more information, please go to our website, www.frequencycast.co.uk/BT Sport. No doubt we'll be returning to BT Sport when the channel launches in August. If this is your first time listening to Frequency Cast, you might want to sign up and become one of our regular listeners. All of our shows are free. If you've not heard us before, here's a little sample of what we do.
What have you got there?
Ah, this is the latest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts who stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His retention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is Frequency Cast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world.
I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
Now, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Stay up to date with the latest TV and tech news with our free radio shows.
To listen to our shows online,
download the shows as a podcast, or add the shows to iTunes,
go to www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.